Welcome. Welcome to my kitchen. It's Paul O'Mahony greeting you for another episode of October 2018, the October Music Festival, during which a number of people say something, illustrate some things on musical themes. And today's theme, which in brackets I have suggested, is what music do you least like? That is, I think, the exact quote, but let me see. What is your least liked music and why? Name and shame. Well, I thought, the least liked music for me is music which I almost certainly never listen to. So the first, I've got three different types of music. One is a thing called muzak, which I'm not going to play. It's the kind of background stuff that goes on in shopping centers and other places, which isn't really meant to be listened to. It's meant to just create an overall sound, added to the sound of people talking and walking and getting on with whatever they're getting on with. So music is number one. Now, the second is an individual, a very big star in Ireland. And here is what he sounds like.
Way up in the north in old Tyrone, there's a pretty little girl I call my own. She's the sweetest rose Ireland's ever grown. And as sure as the moon and stars above, I'm falling head over heels in love. Pretty little girl from Oma in the county of Tyrone. There's cute little girls in Ulsterman, they're just as pretty and fun.
And it goes on like that for quite a while. And I do believe that this kind of music is very popular here in Ireland, but in other places as well. Now, that is Daniel O'Donnell from Donegal in Ireland, an iconic Irish performer. I use the word iconic in the sense that a lot of people treat him like an icon, a person of reverence, and look up to him in different ways. And people even go and have cups of tea in his house. And if you Google him, you'll find that a very interesting activity, having tea with Daniel O'Donnell. He's also now to be found on television. I find myself going to sleep. I think, well, that's an Irish imitation of something that's come from the United States. And there must be loads of country and Western artists in the United States who are infinitely better than Daniel O'Donnell. So that is Pretty Little Girl from Oma. It goes along in a very predictable way, and you can be sure that it'll be more of this. And I suppose that it's the storytelling that makes it attractive to people. Also, it's kind of a bit like, music your mother would like. So there we are, Pretty Little Girl from Oma, Daniel O'Donnell. But the very first type of music that came into my head when I thought of what kind of music do I definitely not like at all is house music. House music. Now, the thing about this is that I know in my heart of hearts that house music is totally repetitive, comes out of a computer and synthesizer, and is not at all like, trombones and horns and timpanis and violins and violas and piccolos and guitars and trumpets and saxophones. No. It's a beat, and it's probably best experienced in a nightclub while you're on some drug. So I thought to myself, look, I couldn't tell you one house person who performs house music. So what I did was look up on the internet some search term like best house music, and I got to the 20 best house tracks ever on Time Out London. And I thought, well, Time Out in London is a pretty reliable authority on things. They wouldn't be silly to include things which aren't good examples of the genre. And I thought, well, the good thing about this theme is that I'm going to listen to stuff I have never heard before. So here is the first one. In fact, this is the number one that Time Out have recommended, the very best, recorded first by Jamie Principle, hailing from Chicago. I think it's a lot from Chicago house music. And he's the godfather of house. And this is Frankie Knuckles. Anyway, here we go. It's called Your Love. It's getting better. I imagine people jumping up and down, having a great time. Now, I'm not going to play all of it. It's 7.5 minutes long, but I do want to move into somewhere in the middle in order to let you and me hear how it develops. Isn't that superb? There is absolutely splendid musical development there. So that's Frankie Knuckles. Now, the number two song or piece of music recommended here is No Way Back by Adonis. And this is, it says, the mechanical acidic taste take on house that Adonis perfected on No Way Back in 1986. Mix retro-futurism with the spirit and soul of classic Chicago house, retaining more than enough funk in its lifeblood to fill any dance floor. I mean, this music was never written for me. No, I refuse to play anymore, but I'm going to move on now to Mr. Fingers. That was No Way Back. Let me see what they say about Mr. Fingers. They're, again, Chicago-based outfit. Were only active for a few years in the mid-1980s, but according to them here, the best music they ever produced was Mystery of Love. Quote, an epic, atmospheric, I love the rhyme, vocal house journey that seduces the listener but also demands some dance floor action. So this is all about dance floor, and by the time house got going, I'd given up my dancing. Much better. Okay, I have to go. I have to pick up my daughter. I've just realized that I've overrun time. And anyway, I've done my duty. I have shared the music that I like least. And I hope, well, I'd love to hear what music you like least. Bye for now. See you on soon, I hope. This is Paul O'Mahony from his kitchen, rushing.